This is Alex and Caitlin with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, more properties in central Queensland have been affected by tighter water restrictions due to high levels of PFAS detected in the waterways. PFAS was used in firefighting foam for decades and is also found in household products such as non-stick pans, carpeting, and food packaging. While the impact on human health has been debated, Australian drinking water guidelines were recently updated to reduce the health risks from exposure. Support has been extended to people suffering from the extra water restrictions. However, there has been no support for pastoralists or farmers who require water to keep their farms healthy and successful. As a result, farmers in affected regions have had to downsize or take other measures to preserve their farms for future generations. PFAS testing has currently cost the government $350,000, with the Senate expected to report on the issue in November.
UQ researchers have found that by growing more shade trees over farms that supply the world's cocoa could curb emissions on the global chocolate industry. Although cocoa is naturally an understory tree in rainforests, cocoa that is farmed is grown out in the open and naturally reduces pests and disease pressure and can regulate temperature. Researchers found that trees that grow over cocoa can sequester substantial amounts of carbon in both above ground and below ground biomass, and that by increasing shade, it would bring environmental and ecosystem benefits to regions where forests have been removed for cocoa planting. Dr. Wilma Blasser-Hart warned, however, that it can deliver mitigation. It is not a substitute for protecting natural forests, and that this must remain a priority.
In national news, a national database of online learning lessons would help cut hours off the weekly workload of teachers and help reverse years of stagnating student results, the Productivity Commission found. Current NAPLAN results have found that 1 in 3 Australian students do not meet the minimum literacy and numeracy standards, and that this is impacting student productivity. The Commission's report focused on building a skilled and adaptable workforce, as the most common feedback from teachers was that tools and resources were available to teaching staff varied between jurisdiction, sectors, and state. The report has called on the Commonwealth to invest and promote a single online platform containing materials that could be adapted and tailored to suit a wide range of student needs.
A class action lawsuit against the Murray-Darling Basin Authority has begun, representing over 28,000 irrigators across Victoria and New South Wales. The suit alleges that the MDBA had mismanaged the water resource, did not follow its own guidelines, and breached a duty of care to irrigators, who claim up to $1.5 billion in damages were caused by this mismanagement. The group of irrigators has come to Sydney as the court heard opening statements yesterday. In international news, Israel is attempting to, quote, eliminate eyewitnesses in Gaza, said Al Jazeera English's director of news, following what is alleged to be a targeted assassination of 5 of the news channel's journalists. A total of 7 people were killed in the attack, including reporters Anas Al-Sharif and Mohammed Kaker, camera operators Ibrahim Zaha, Mohammed Nufal, and Mermin Aliwa. Israel's defense forces targeted Al-Sharif, alleging without evidence that the journalist was involved with Hamas. The Committee to Protect Journalists CEO Jody Ginsberg said Israel has a pattern of claiming without evidence that journalists who have been killed by the defense forces were terrorists.
For the weather today, Brisbane is windy with radiothon excitement. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM today. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you for that and happy Radiothon. Now, I've got to try something. I've got it all set up. Let's see if I can do the techniques. Whenever a subscriber subscribes during the show, you're going to hear this. Yeah, just one more time. This is for Matilda, who just subscribed. And yes, happy Radiothon to everyone. Thank you for Zedlines. We're going to play a track, and we'll be more with more Radiothon special here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wow, we. Some people might consider